For years, your morning wood has been waking you up in the morning as a sign that everything is all right. But now you've gotten to the point where maybe your morning wood isn't quite like it used to be. And maybe you're still getting those nighttime erections that are waking you up here and there throughout the night, but maybe not. So let's talk about what it means when your morning wood turns into a morning won't. I'm Dr. Rachel, and this is Gimme an E, the show that helps you get hard so that you can breathe easy. Food, supplements, exercises, the latest and greatest technology. If it helps you get up, I'm going to talk about it. It's about elevating your manhood. It's about electrifying your sex life.
It's alive!
One letter, one voice, shout it out. Gimme an E! Time, as those nocturnal erections start to decrease in number, because they will, what happens then is your erection, which is normally used to getting all this great exercise at night, isn't getting as much exercise as it could or it should be. Right. So but this is a good time even to bring in the smoothie recipes. So when we're talking about the smoothie recipes, what the smoothie recipes help us do is help us beat the inflammation and help us boost the nitric oxide that our body can be making to make better, harder, stronger erections. But what the smoothies can't do, what supplements can't do, what nothing can do other than you, is to help rehabilitate the tissue that has actually over time started to become what we call necrotic, or kind of like loses its elasticity and is not as responsive. So we've got the tissue that happens to, but we also have the blood vessels that happens to. So the process becomes about the contents of the smoothies. The reason that they work in some people so quickly and over time is because they're boosting nitric oxide levels. They're helping reduce inflammation in the body globally. And when inflammation is decreased throughout the whole body, our blood vessels start to repair themselves, because over time, oxidative damage, aging, toxins, and all of that help make our blood vessels not as good as they were before. And for some guys, the blood flow issues starts to become down there because maybe they're riding their motorcycles, or they're riding their bicycles, or maybe they're smoking cigarettes, or maybe they're doing something regularly that's damaging to the blood vessels and blood flow down there, but maybe even something that's damaging to the blood vessels all over your body. That can be diabetes, that can be hypertension, smoking cigarettes, environmental toxins, drinking too much alcohol, having too much weight. When we have too much weight and too many fat cells that are there, what happens is the inflammation levels go up, but also we hang on too much to estrogen. Estrogen is a woman's hormone, and guys need some estrogen, but you don't need a ton of it. So if you have a ton of estrogen that's not getting properly metabolized in your body, and what it actually does is, even if your testosterone levels are high, it actually counteracts and disrupts what your testosterone levels could be doing. So one thing you got to make sure of when it comes to morning wood: am I getting enough sleep? Am I giving my body enough time overnight to make testosterone? If I know I'm not making enough testosterone, what can I do to boost testosterone? This is where the bundles come in handy. We've got great supplements, great nutraceuticals, great food items that have been clinically proven to help boost testosterone levels. Am I moving enough? Am I getting enough exercise that's causing my body to actually not only have testosterone, but be able to use testosterone, right? Because the only type of usable form of testosterone is going to be the one that's free. What can I do to free more testosterone? So when you start to see that your morning erections aren't doing what they used to do, you kind of want to backtrack through the process and figure out what could be being disrupted in this process. Is it my nitric oxide levels? Am I getting enough? Do I think I'm getting enough nitric oxide? The good thing about nitric oxide levels is you can actually test them. Nitric oxide levels, what we do to kind of test them is we're actually measuring the amount of nitrites and nitrates that we find in the saliva. And there's blood tests that can do it, there's saliva tests that can do it, but the popular ones, the ones that are accessible and not super expensive, are going to be the saliva test. Because remember, 50% of the nitrates are going to be stored in the saliva. That's why we don't want to over cleanse and disrupt the mouth, because the saliva is an important part of this whole process. I mean, listen, isn't it amazing to think that what's going on in your mouth impacts what's going on down south? I mean, it's such an amazing concept. And if you can wrap your brain around that, then you can wrap your brain around the fact that it is all so connected that you can't ignore any part of it, right? So I got a question about the smoothies, right? And so the question is, are the smoothies tailored specifically to treat conditions along the ED spectrum? Meaning, would I choose one smoothie over another based upon the severity of my ED? And what role does age influence the effectiveness of the smoothies? So this is a great question, Charles. Thanks for this. Now, the effectiveness of the smoothies, remember, one of the big things that the smoothies, or even integrating the ingredients of the smoothies into your day-to-day life, the secret sauce is in that they're designed to help your body boost your body's ability to make more nitric oxide, to boost your body's ability to fight inflammation a little bit more. So when we're talking about erectile dysfunction, whether we're trying to boost testosterone levels, whether we're trying to make your body better able to use the testosterone available, it's all so connected that it's really hard to separate out, is this going to just be for ED? No. The smoothies are actually going to be they're going to improve blood pressure. They're going to help improve diabetes and blood sugar. They're going to help with a variety of different things. But all of the ingredients they've been specifically chosen based off of clinical data, clinical trials that have shown that these items help repair erectile function, right? So if you go and look at the list that I have in the front forward of the shopping list, and you go and Google these products and erectile dysfunction, you'll find a number of clinical studies that show just that, right? So they are based off of clinical data, you know, just me using them through the years with gentlemen, but they're also based off of scientific studies that are based on these items. So that's a great question. And would I choose one smoothie over another based on the severity of my erectile dysfunction? Well, the cool thing about the smoothies are they are named specifically for what they are designed to help do. Like the Blackberry smoothie is designed, you know, it's using a little tongue in cheek there, but it's designed to kind of just help you get more volume, get more lift there. And I find that the Black of the Berry smoothie and the Dick Up smoothie are the ones that are more so in the moment, the day of. Because remember, when they study the level of nitrates in your saliva and the nitric oxide production based off of food products and what you're taking in, remember that it takes around 3 to 4 hours for there to be maximal changes in the nitric oxide, in the body's ability to use those nitrates and nitrates to make nitric oxide. Now, I'll say this. If you have a lot of gum disease, a lot of dental decay, a lot of, you know, changes in the mouth, and the bacteria is not there to use these items, then that's a sign, too, that maybe you need to look at the pathways involved in nitric oxide production. Remember, nitric oxide has to be there. Viagra, Cialis will not work if your body can't make nitric oxide. They haven't figured out a way to give us nitric oxide gas yet. All they've done is figured out that nitric oxide is such an amazing molecule, that it's such an amazing gas, that it's important, super duper important in the process of blood flow. They have implicated nitric oxide reduction. Your body's ability to make nitric oxide reduces over the years, and they've linked it to chronic diseases. They've linked it to hypertension, diabetes, erectile dysfunction, even some cancers. So Nitric oxide, us getting to the bottom of where in your pathway nitric oxide production has gone wrong, not only helps improve blood flow to the D, but it also helps improve blood flow to the kidneys, to your eyeballs, to your heart even. There is a clinical study going on right now that's using nitrates to treat every condition that there is, really, because they're that convinced that nitric oxide is the secret sauce to longevity and to health. And it's very clear that it's the secret sauce to having erectile function. But unfortunately, as time goes by, as we age, as everybody ages, as women age, as men age, as we age, the body's ability to produce nitric oxide is cut in half. By the time you're in your 40s and 50s, it's been cut in half from when you were in your 20s. So then it becomes about, what can I do to boost those levels? What can I boost my body's ability to make it? And over brushing and using a bunch of fancy toothpastes and washing your mouth out with the mouthwash that says it kills all the bacteria and all that is one of the first ways to go wrong with it. Because we need to remember, these are smoothies, not juices, because we need the mouth. We need the saliva to kind of activate the process. Then we need the stomach acid to activate the process even more. And then we need the body to absorb it properly. So if the gut is thrown off, there's not enough acid available, you've been relying on Prilosec, Pepcid, and all of these to block acid, well, that's a bad thing, because our body needs acid for so many different things, but nitric oxide is one of those things. So if you've been on those, you got to talk to your doctor about a plan to get off it. Maybe it's adding a little apple cider vinegar before you eat. Maybe it's adding some digestive enzyme or some betaine, B-E-T-A-I-N-E, to your pre-meal mix. Maybe it's trying to reduce histamine in your diet and giving you some supplements to do that. Maybe it's repairing your gut. But if you're finding that you suspect that your body isn't able to make nitric oxide the way that it used to be, and that this pathway of trying to use the smoothies, use the green leafy vegetables, use the beets, use the celery, use the radishes, use the cabbage to try to get the nitrates on board, and you're still not seeing much outcome or change, and you've gone through the stiffened training, and you've done all the exercises, and you've done this, and you've tried this, and you've tried this, and nothing seems to be working, that's when you want to step back and see, maybe this is a nitric oxide production issue and you really want to work on that. But I think that you simultaneously work on nitric oxide production while you're working to rehabilitate your erections, while you're working to kind of control your prostate swelling, while you're working to improve blood flow down there, while you're working to improve elasticity to the area, all of that together. So I say that to say, this is not an overnight process. You know, an overnight process is what you maybe used to do, where you pop a pill and it works. You know, that will get you only so far, and eventually you end up in a space where you're like, well, dang, it's not working anymore. What's going on here? Or it's not working like it used to. What's going on here? So you really want to hop on the issue the moment you start to notice it and stop using Band-Aids to silence the issue, because those Band-Aids will only get you so far. You want to get to the root cause of the issue and help supplement those pathways so that you don't end up in a situation where first it's morning wood and then it's the nighttime erections. And then you're starting to notice, well, hey, I'm not seeing that same type of movement I used to see. This is another reason why, if your prostate is waking you up 1 and 2 times a night, this can ruin your testosterone levels, because your testosterone is made and mostly at night. And if you're not getting that nighttime sleep, if you're getting disrupted because you're getting up periodically to get your prostate, you are interfering with your cells' ability to regenerate. You're interfering with your nighttime erections. You're interfering with your testosterone production. You are interfering with your body's ability to heal. That's why I spend a lot of time on prostate. That's why the bundle has information about the prostate massage, the prostate supplements, which brands do I use? How do you take those brands and leverage them? How do you layer them on each other? What is the process? So We one of the bonuses this time is actually has to do with prostate and those prostate medications and what can we do to start to decrease those medications and use some of the supplements instead and how to have that conversation with the doctor and what are our doctors not telling us about that medication. Do you know in most European countries, those medications are last resort? Here in our country, they're first resort because we're so focused on trying to make money instead of trying to heal people. So I want you to have all of this information so that you become an ultra informed consumer. So you go into your doctor's office and you know almost more about your erections and blood flow than they do. You'll be educating your doctor and your doctor will have to get on board and really learn some of these things too. All right? So people ask me all the time, Dr. Rachel, why Give Me an E? Why do you do this work? And my journey in this space of Give Me an E, not only as a professional helping men with erectile issues and men's health issues, but also in the space of my own dad. You know, it wasn't until kind of later in life where he actually shared with me some of his struggles. And I just always felt like if he'd have had access to this type of information when he was going through it, things might have been different. So if you're enjoying Give Me an E, if you've gotten something out of the podcast, share it with someone that you think might benefit from it as well. All right? Okay, well, let's get back to Give Me an E. So I always like to think of you as part of my family and community. And what do we do in a community? We share. So let me share what one of you wrote in about this journey. Bernard wrote in and said, "Hello, Dr. Rachel. I'm a 65-year-old male, and I've been using your E-Function smoothie recipes that help me improve my erection and overall health. Also, I have less inflammation, if any, as I exercise daily. As I stated to you in one of my emails, I don't take any medicine at all. I try to get most of my vitamins through eating vegetables daily and removing sugar from my diet. Getting it from fruits and honey, which helped with my sugar cravings. Thank you. It works. Big happy smiley face." Jimmy Philpott writes, "Dr. Rachel, after doing the exercises that you shared, I see an enormous difference in my erections. Thank you so much for being every man's saving grace." Thank you for sharing. I want you to share. I want to know your journey. So reach out. The details are in the show notes. Now, another question, how does brushing teeth affect your nitric oxide levels? Does brushing teeth affect nitric oxide? Now, the type of toothpaste that you use affects nitric oxide. Brushing is something you want to do. You want to floss, you want to brush, but instead of, like, if you have really bad breath or your breath has become an issue for you, most dentists who are very privy to the knowledge that we're destroying our ability to make nitric oxide will tell you that scraping your tongue is a way better way to go than actually using mouthwash, because scraping the tongue removes some of the bad bacteria that's causing halitosis. It helps keep your breath fresh, and it's not interfering with nitric oxide production, because what we're really concerned about is saliva, our spit. You know, our spit is what's actually harboring the nitrates that we need and the nitrites that we need to make the nitric oxide. So if you have dry mouth, you're not making enough saliva, you have sialdentitis, maybe your salivary glands are inflamed, all of that will interfere with this process of nitric oxide production. So you got to be very mindful about which toothpaste are you using. Most dentists advocate for like a hydroxyapatite-based toothpaste instead of a fluoride-based one. Not most dentists, but the dentists that are more into functional medicine and the overall being functioning well. I'm actually going to be chatting with a dentist about this process next week sometime, so I'll post that for you guys so you can see it, because I realize that there's a lot of questions that go into this. particularly for my community. My community brothers like to put the mouthwash in, smell really good, you know, do the thing. And so mouthwash has been such a big part of our lives. Like for women, it was baby powder, right? Back in the day, women all used to use baby powder. Then we found out that it was causing cancer and causing issues. So baby powder is out the door, right? So I want to have a similar effect with mouthwash, not just on guys, but on ladies too, because we all need nitric oxide levels to be elevated in order to have lower blood pressure, to combat diabetes, to combat erectile dysfunction, and all of that stuff. So this is great questions. And then I have a question too, right here from Thomas, who always has great questions. Okay, so I've just answered his questions about the nocturnal erections having nocturnal erections but not having the morning erections. What might be going on? Now, if you're still getting nocturnal erections and or morning erections, this is a great sign. You know, that when I look for how advanced things have gotten, asking about morning wood, nighttime, nocturnal erections while you're sleeping is one of the ways that I can kind of gauge how far into this issue we really are. And if you're still getting nocturnal erections, that's a great thing. So it's a good sign that things are on the right pathway, but also keep in mind that those morning erections really depend on, you know, whether or not you got your whole night's sleep, but also how our nitric oxide levels are in the morning. I'm finding that most guys tend to have better nitrate levels in their saliva first thing in the morning. And as the day goes by, it's worse and worse, probably maybe because of some of our oral hygiene habits and our dietary habits. Remember, there are plenty of studies where they look at the level of production of nitric oxide levels after consuming a nitrate-rich meal. So another question that I got from an email was a gentleman who said, well, listen, I thought that nitrates and nitrites were really bad for you. So how can you advocate for me to take in more of these? So here's the controversy, right? Whenever you're eating bacon or smoked ham or salami or some of these meat products, they've used nitrates to cure them and to make them salty and to taste sweet. You know, they have that flavor that everybody looks for when they look for these smoked meats. So there were some studies years ago in animals that kind of looked at nitrates and nitrites, and they say, oh, well, we think that these are really bad. They can cause issues. But when we really start to look at the clinical data now, what we're finding is that there is a difference between a nitrite or a nitrate that you're going to get from a smoked meat versus one that you might get from a celery stalk, right? Because the celery stalk with their nitrate, the celery stalk, the beets, all of the things that we talk about regularly that can help in this process have vitamin C in them. And vitamin C is an antioxidant, and it helps with the process of if your body decides to change that oral nitrite or nitrate into a nitrosamine. Now, the nitrosamine is what's controversial because we feel like nitrosamines can contribute to cancer and can contribute to different diseases. So that's ultimately why we feel as though the vegetables and the fruit that have nitrates and nitrites in them and packed full of them become so therapeutic because they have the protection of the vitamin C on board that you don't get when you're getting a smoked meat. Does that make sense? The difference between a nitrate and a nitrite from a smoked meat versus a fibrous, fruity, or vegetable that actually has vitamin C on it. So if you're in the process of, you're like, oh, well, she said nitrates, nitrites, I'm gonna go get a bunch of meat. I know that the meat has it in there. You have to keep in mind too, that we wanna minimize the amount of processed meat that we take in, because smoked meat is considered processed meat because it can increase the incidence of colon cancer. So smoked meats in moderation, processed meats in extreme moderation. That means those of you who are taking lunch meat to work, you know, you need to have more of a natural version of the meat. It should be organic if possible, farm raised, grass-fed if possible, but also, even though that smoky thing makes the food taste really good, it's really not that great for you in long term. It's not that great. You know, we've increased our incidence of stomach cancer, colon cancer. And so that's the spiel on the difference between the nitrate rich foods that are coming from maybe celery and spinach and beets and this and that versus the nitrates that we would get if we consume some ham, some smoked ham, right? So that's the difference. So noting that when you are taking in a nitrate from smoked ham, and if that's your diet and if that's how you've been living, you know, having the antioxidants on board, like the vitamin C and some of the other things that we talk about regularly, is going to help maybe balance that out. But honestly, we just need to cut back on it. You just cannot live off of barbecued meat and smoked meat. As good as it is, it's just the data is very clear there that we need to limit it because it does increase the risk of different cancers. Great. Awesome. Keep sending me your success stories. We got guys losing weight. We have guys getting off of diabetic medication. We have guys getting their erectile function back. We have guys who just needed a little boost and finding it. We have guys who found their secret sauce with their smoothies. So I want you to know that when you're listening to guys or I'm putting up, you know, kind of these success stories, everybody's success is going to be a little different. And I'll tell you this, it took us 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years to get here in this space. It is not something that's going to fix itself overnight. And so if you really want a secret magic pill that's just going, you're just going to pop it and it's going to make it better, that pill doesn't exist. But there are pills that you can take that'll, you know, get you a quick moment, but it's not going to fix the underlying cause. And that's what we focus on here. So we focus on men's health. How can we be healthier overall? But ideally, I just want you guys to get harder and stiffer. I mean, that's my goal in going live here on Thursdays is what can we do to help you have the information that you need to then put these things into play to make it so that then you take this stuff to your doctor clears you for it, and then you can kind of move forward in that piece. I've also heard those of you who are like, I don't want to take a training. I don't want to read a whole lot, blah, blah, blah. Well, I've got a special bonus in the bundle just for you. Those of you who just want to try to do it a little quicker, but I'll say that even though I've made it easier for you, you still have to do the work. You still have to put the energy in. You still have to understand that when you're doing a tune-up, you're not only tuning up from the inside, you've got to tune up your erection too. You have to put your hands on it. You're going to have to do some pumping, if not pumping, maybe some deer exercises. You're going to have to wake it up a little bit. You're going to need to, you know, get in there and touch your testicles and things. So getting comfortable touching yourself as part of a routine instead of just part of jacking off is going to be a big part of integrating all of this together. And I think that the big bonus that we put in with the bundle this time is a piece that helps you integrate all of it together. So the bundle goes live tomorrow. I will do a pop-up and let you know how you can get your hands on it because it's limited. We've got the printed version and we've got the downloadable version. But the quantity is limited. As you know, last time I introduced the bundles, they were only available for 4 days. So if you're interested and you want the resources, you want it there, you want to have access to all of this right for you on demand. And so this process that you can refer back to and that you can use for decades to come. This is not, your erections aren't going to be over tomorrow. They're not going to be over next year. This is something that you want to live with and that you want to have for the rest of your life. So you want to set yourself up for success in that realm. You want to know what you need to know to keep it going. You want to have all the tools necessary for you to do that. And it is a pleasure to be here. So I do another podcast where I have honest conversations about every topic in men's health. And I mean every topic. Nothing is off limits. And it's called Live Free, Go Hard. I want to share with you a clip from a recent episode I did with Devi Ward Erickson.
So a very quick vagal hack is in through the nose for about 4 seconds. and then out through the mouth for 10 seconds. So when you inhale through the nose for a shorter breath and exhale through the mouth with a longer breath, meaning your exhalation is longer than your inhalation, that's a trigger that triggers your ventral vagal pathway to activate, which in turn calms and soothes that sympathetic output.
Yes, and it's creating a nitric oxide production because we've harnessed those the sinus cavities in our reservoirs. It's great. I feel good.
Yeah. See how quickly that works?
Super quickly. If I could just get my kids to buy into that.
Oh, wow.
If you want to listen to the full episode of Live Free, Go Hard and take a deep dive into your stiffness success path, you can find out more and sign up at members.drrachel.com or head over to the App Store and download the Dr. Rachel app.
So I've got some more questions about using salt water to rinse your mouth out. Sea salt water is very active, is a great thing, particularly when you have a sore in your mouth or your mouth is sore or you've had, a sore throat. So sea salt actually has nitrates in it. Good quality sea salt actually does. I know I'm covering my face here, but I dragged all this in here and I've created chaos and confusion for myself. So there's nothing wrong with using sea salt wash, but there's data on using coconut oil to rinse your mouth and things like that. But I need to look up salt water and see if there's any benefit potentially in nitric oxide production. That's a great question. Can sitting too long adversely affect nitric oxide production? So this is a great question. Now, one pathway of nitric oxide production we don't really have much control on, and that's the one that uses arginine. L-arginine, L-citrulline kind of cycles through and helps your body produce nitric oxide. So sitting too long can impact that pathway, but just natural aging impacts that pathway as well. When we're talking about sitting too long, we are talking about potentially impairing your blood vessels, right? Damaging your blood vessels, damaging the lining of the walls. You when you're not moving enough, you've got more inflammation in your body. You're becoming a little bit more insulin resistant. And as a result of that, the endothelium or the lining of the blood vessels, which are responsible for creating nitric oxide synthase, which is an enzyme that's important to make nitric oxide, the production of that actually starts to decrease. So this is really the process of how it's all connected. So when we're saying move more, sure, moving increases circulation, and it increases circulation because the muscles are moving and it's pumping blood through, right? But it also improves circulation because it helps improve the quality of the blood vessels and the quality of the lining of the blood vessels. So let's just be clear, any level of inflammation in your body can impact blood vessels and blood flow. This is inflammation from eating foods that you're allergic to. This is inflammation from drinking too much. This is inflammation from blood sugar. This is inflammation from an injury or stress. Inflammation of any type can actually impact that. So that's a great question. Can I take L-arginine with watermelon? Well, here's the cool thing about L-arginine. Now, if L-arginine is going to work for you as a supplement, if it works, you try it, you're like, wow, I'm getting great results using L-arginine, then if you use L-arginine with something like a Viagra or Cialis or even watermelon juice, you run the potential of actually having an erection that lasts too long, or priapism. And the reason that that happens is because if you're boosting your pathway by taking L-arginine, then what you're also doing by taking in watermelon or watermelon juice or using the Dick Up smoothie or one of my free smoothies is that you're actually now adding L-citrulline in there, and you could actually overstimulate that process and end up with an erection that can't stop. So this is a question that you definitely want to ask your doctor. Say, hey, doc, take an L-arginine. Do you think it's okay for me to take watermelon? Because every gentleman is a little different there. So you can overdo it. There's a famous case study of a gentleman whose doctor, you know, he was going to see two different doctors, right? Going to see a doctor like myself that's more functional medicine and naturopathic, and going to see the traditional doctor. Now, in my practice, I still prescribe to some people that they use Viagra and Cialis because some people are actually going to need it. And we can actually use it to help the regenerative process in some gentlemen. But for this gentleman in particular, the case study is about, so one doctor tells him to juice watermelon. So he starts juicing watermelon for his erectile dysfunction. Then his other doctor's like, here, take these blue pills. So he's taking the blue pills and he ended up in the emergency room because the two synergistically acted together and it gave him an erection that just wouldn't quit. So you do have to be mindful of that. It can happen. And I tell you stories like that because I want you to know that these are real events and that food is the original medicine, right? The stuff that they come up with in the lab is based off of some natural substance that they found elsewhere. So remember that. They can't make as much money off of a natural occurring substance. So when we put it in the lab and we get a patent on it, now you can make some money off of it. So yes, for some gentlemen, juicing watermelon and taking L-arginine would be too much and could potentially land you in the emergency room with an erection that will not quit. Great question. Are the smoothies for a one day or can you drink more than one a day? This is a great question. The smoothies are designed to be meal replacements, right? So they actually have, some of them have a great amount of protein in them. They have the nutrients listed on the side of them. What they're really designed to do is help combat inflammation, help improve blood flow, help improve nitric oxide production. And I'll say that if, you know, you're kind of doing them to taste, you know, add a little extra lemon to kind of give it a more lemony taste. If you don't have diabetes and you're not having trouble with blood sugar, honey and maple syrup, those are sweeteners, but they also have very good therapeutic functions to them. I mean, like honey has zinc in it. You know, we need zinc to make sperm production and things. So you can actually kind of, you know, play with the recipes a little bit. I always say, you know, if it says a cup of greens, go ahead and throw another cup of greens in there because the greens, the beets even, help with this process of nitric oxide production. So one thing you want to be mindful of when you're making smoothies, try not to get pickled beets. You know, because pickled beets are only going to augment maybe the Dickups recipe, but the rest of them, it's just going to be too strong of a vinegar taste. So you do want to be mindful of taste with the smoothie. Some of them are going to taste better than others, but you can actually spruce them up how you need. Adding a scoop of beetroot powder, organic beetroot powder, helps boost the nitrates available in those smoothies. You know, adding a handful of pumpkin seeds is going to help augment pumpkin seed oil and help with potential inflammation in the prostate. So really, the smoothie recipes are designed for them to be the base, and then you get the chance to add your magician-like qualities to them to make them kind of a little more customized to you. Like if you notice when you take the mango vitality smoothie that you feel extremely energized. So then what you'll do is on the days where you need a little extra energy, that may be the smoothie that you go to for that day. So you kind of use them strategically in terms of where it is that you are in this process and what it is that you need to do. And these smoothies are great to share with your partners and your spouses, because one thing about it, I see women patients, I see men patients, but men has been my focus for years because I get better outcomes with guys. The guys seem to listen to my recommendations and take them seriously, and I get great outcomes. So I just said, well, gee, I got such great outcomes, I'm going to continue in men's medicine. But the smoothies help decrease inflammation in men and women. So the smoothie recipes are useful for both. So share and share alike. And what you'll notice is, now, if you're really trying to lose weight and weight loss is a primary goal, then what you want to do is instead of launching your day with the smoothie, you may want to launch your day with a protein-packed meal, right? And if you're going to launch with a smoothie, make sure you've got enough natural occurring protein in there, right? So you might want to start with some egg whites or an egg omelet or a frittata or something if weight loss is one of your primary goals, because what happens if you start with a very high protein meal is that it suppresses your appetite for the rest of the day. So that by the time you're hungry again, you can have a smoothie and that may even end up being your last meal for the day. You can sip on that for the rest of the day. So keep in mind that if we start our day with extra protein, then we don't get as hungry and we don't feel as like, oh, what am I going to eat? What's for dinner? What's for lunch? So on and so forth. You don't feel as ravenous. Now, for those of you who really, you know, maybe don't necessarily have to lose a ton of weight, then you want to delay your first meal. We have a chronic disease guide, intermittent fasting, you know, a guide in the bundle to just kind of help you springboard into that, where you are pushing that first meal to as late in the morning as possible, and then deciding from there, am I launching with my smoothie, or am I going to go with a protein-rich meal first and then have smoothie as my second meal, right? But we want the smoothie to kind of be more of a meal replacement type of thing. So you don't want to take the smoothie and then eat a bag of chips with it. You know, that's defeating the whole purpose, right? And does mouthwash affect women the way it does men? I love this question, David. Yes, it does, actually. It decreases our body's ability to make nitric oxide. So we don't get to talk about this much, so I'm glad you brought this up, that a woman's clitoris and the way that her vagina is laid out is very similar to the anatomy that you have in your erection. And it all depends on blood flow and engorgement in order for her to feel turned on. I have women who take the smoothies and will tell me, like, doc, I don't know if it's a coincidence, and this is anything that starts to work. You just be like, is this a coincidence or what? Doc, is it a coincidence that all of a sudden I've just got more moisture down there? I'm just walking around a little moister than normal. No, it's not by coincidence, because remember, for women, lubrication starts with blood flow. So over time, what tends to happen, and the reason we get a decrease in vaginal wetness, is a couple things. One, the vagina actually starts to become, the pH balance is thrown off, right? So the good bacteria that's supposed to be down there dies off. And so there's not enough healthy bacteria there to help in this process of creating moisture. But the other part is, we too also have a decrease in the quality of our blood vessels. And we have a decrease in the quality of blood flow. And blood flow and engorgement, when guys get erection and get hard, ladies' clitoral fibers get hard. Right? So that's why when you touch down there and you feel the clitoris, it feels firm. That's a sign that she's actually turned on. So as time goes by, it takes longer and longer for her to get there. Or if she's on birth control, it can interfere with it. If the bacteria down there is thrown off, maybe because she's washing too much, kind of like washing too much your mouth, too much mouthwash. Ladies get all these smell good perfumes and wash and wash and wash and scrub, and then they scrub away all of the good bacteria that helps in this process as well. But absolutely, mouthwash is not something that any of us should be doing religiously. It kills off our body's ability to make nitric oxide. And remember what I said about nitric oxide production. It decreases in every human being over time. Production decreases, and it halves by the time we're in our 40s. That's why blood pressure, we start to develop hypertension. You're like, well, where did this hypertension go from? It's the blood vessels. It's all of a sudden our blood vessels aren't able to make nitric oxide the same way, so they're not expanding. That elasticity in the artery starts to change and they start to get a little stiffer, and blood pressure ensues. And is this happening? This is happening at the kidney level. This is happening through the heart. It happens. It happens. It happens. So nitric oxide production is essential to making sure that we don't have chronic diseases. And how do we support those pathways becomes part of it. And removing mouthwash from our regimen is part of it. Now, keeping a bottle of mouthwash in your car, you know, for those tough moments, you went out for lunch, now your breath smells like booty, now you can just swish and spit. But you know what? Keep the mouthwash kind of in the front of your mouth and don't get it all the way in the back, because in the back is where the magic is happening, right? So if you have to use a little bit of mouthwash here and there, I get it, but just don't have it be part of your personal care routine. What weight gainer protein shakes, does it affect erectile dysfunction? So weight gain protein shakes, there are so many different qualities of products out there. Some of them are using pea protein, some of them are using whey protein, some of them we don't even know what they're using. They put creatinine on it and muscle building and weight gaining shakes. I want you to proceed with caution with any of those types of things because we don't know really what it's doing. So here's a great thing to do. If you start to take anything and you've been taking it for a week or two, 3 weeks in, you start to notice, you know what? My erections just aren't what they were before. Whatever that thing was, stop taking it. If it's a food, if you're drinking more, if it's a shake, if it's anything, just remove it. You got to pay attention to your body and you got to pay attention to what works and what doesn't. And I feel like that's the thing that's missing a lot from what we do and what we don't do is we're not paying attention to your body. You are your own best advocate, particularly with your doctor. Your doctor shouldn't just be talking to you. You should be telling your doctor, you know what, when I do this, this happens. When I eat this, this happens. When I do this, this amazing thing happens. Pay attention to your body and you can figure out what's good for you and what's not. And a lot of times, if you really pay attention, sometimes those weight gainer things, it takes a few months even before you notice it, but you'll start to notice. Maybe it's your hair. You might be losing more hair. Your hair quality is gone. You know, maybe your skin isn't as illustrious as it was. You know, pay attention to little things because honestly, chronic diseases and things that are going to go wrong, they appear first in other ways. They appear like first as a little rash. Yeah, this rash keeps coming. Oh gosh, my skin is dry. Oh, man, my erections aren't quite what they used to be. The erection not being quite what they used to be sometimes is a sign that heart disease is there. And what is heart disease? Heart disease is disease of the blood vessels that supply the heart. Sometimes it's disease of the heart itself. So this is why it's ultimately really important to pay attention to what's happening around you. And the weight gainer protein shakes sometimes have too much protein in it and sometimes can interfere with kidney function as well. So really you want to be careful and pay attention to those things.
Thank you for listening to Give Me an E. Please subscribe so that you can get new episodes as soon as they're released. And take a moment to leave a 5-star review. Also, make sure that you subscribe to my email list so that you can get men's health-related topics delivered discreetly to your email, get discounts from the Dr.